It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
16 minutes past 11. Up in the studio, we have Brian from Swallow the Rat. We've definitely been enjoying the new Swallow the Rat single. It's been very great. And you've come up to share some tracks with us that have been influential on you as a person?
Yes, sir.
Is there any overlying theme of all three that you've kind of chosen out?
I picked three tracks from Texas bands. I moved here about a year ago from Austin after living there for around 20 years.
Oh, yeah. So, and are they all quite, they're a bit older, the tracks? Are they, when are they from? What kind of era?
Late 80s up through the 90s.
Okay, and this first one here, I'll let you talk about it. Why'd you pick this first one out?
This first song is by a band called The Butthole Surfers, which were pretty much my favorite band in high school when I started to play guitar, and probably the major reason I moved to Austin after high school. They were just some crazy guys doing drugs, making crazy music, pretty much everything I wanted to be when I grew up.
is there any kind of way that ties into what you and the band are doing with Swallow the Rat, or is it more just like a nostalgia thing for you?
I believe so. I like the psychedelia of the music. There's a bit of an edge to it also, and which I like to think I bring on my guitar playing.
Awesome. Well, let's give it a listen, and then we'll come back and talk a bit about the other tracks that you've chosen. What was the name of the track that you've chosen?
Sweatloaf.
Great.
Yes, son.
What does regret mean?
Well, son, a funny thing about regret is that it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. And by the way, if you see your mom this weekend, would you be sure and tell her,
Satan! Satan! Satan!
Yeah.
And another thing is you can listen to us while you're at home or while you're relaxing or doing some chores, or you can take us along for company while you're driving in your car, and we can even jog together if you have a small Walkman-type cassette player.
Tell us a bit about that second one.
That's from a band called 16 Deluxe. They existed in the 90s in Austin. They recently got back together and did a couple of union shows. But so for a little while there in the mid-90s, after the Seattle scene blew up, there was a lot of talk about Austin, Texas being the next Seattle, and a lot of bands getting signed to major labels. Butthole Surfers, for example, got signed to Capitol. Atlantic Records thought that was a good idea to sign Daniel Johnson. And Warner Brothers signed 16 Deluxe to a 2-record deal. I don't know the exact number, but something stupid like $300,000. And then they got dropped after one record, and they cut them a check for half of that, and they invested it into a recording studio. It's called The Bubble. It's still around, and that is where we actually had the Swallow Rat tracks mastered.
Oh, cool. So you've still got that nice connection to Austin, even though you've moved back to... Because you were saying that you've still got a band over there.
Yeah, I played in a band in Austin called My Education for the last, 15, 16 years. I just got back from Austin a couple weeks ago. We did a few shows and did some recording trying to make it work long distance. It's a great place.
Well, that's nice that you can still have that kind of like both sides of life kind of jumping between both when you can.
Yeah, that's what I tell myself when I'm missing Austin. I'm living the best of both worlds because I can live here and Trump isn't my president, and I can go back there and visit and make some music.
Yeah, sounds about right. You've got a show coming up this weekend with Swallow the Rat. Who else is on that lineup?
Swallow the Rat, Glamours, Warm Leather, and Birdcatcher. It's Saturday, June 16th at Whammy Backroom.
Awesome. And how did this come together? Was it you guys that kind of threw it all together?
Sam, the singer in the band, went ahead and booked it, and we begged bands to play with us, and some agreed.
Awesome.
And hopefully it'll be worth your entertainment dollar.
It's on Saturday night, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. And tell us about this last track that you wanted to play for us all.
This last track is by a band called Bedhead. They're actually not from Austin. They're from Denton, which is a college town about 30, 40 minutes north of Dallas. Just a great band from Texas in the 90s. I love how their guitars work together, how their songs are composed. It's real minimal, but just well put together. This is from their third record. They broke up shortly after it was released and then reformed a band called The New Year, which is pretty much the same band as Bedhead, and have put out four records since then. They put out one last year, which is...
Did you like that one?
Yeah, I love all their stuff.
Oh, awesome. And so this one was from the third record. How did you pick this song in particular out from all the other ones?
I like it. It's driving. A lot of their stuff can be pretty mellow. And this record was produced by Steve Albini, who went on to produce all the New Year stuff. And this sounds great.
Awesome.
On a side note, I think last time I was in Flying Out, I did see that they had all the Bedhead reissues there. So
yeah,
if you want,
we do have. Yeah. Well, I work there, so I know all about. It's always been someone that I've needed to listen to, and I haven't really gotten around to it. So this will be the start of that, and I'm very curious about it.
Cool. So yeah, in the listening world, if you want to support some Texas Sons in a local record store, go to Flying Out.
Awesome. Thanks for coming up, and I hope the gig goes well on Saturday.
Thank you.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.